We talked a little bit about, you know, clean coal technology, right. Energy conservation, nuclear. The one thing I want to just touch on in terms of my experience is that we have, as a state, have done a much better job of having the relevant siting agencies, the PSC and the DNR, through legislation, work together. As a state, we're in much better position. Governor Thompson and Governor Doyle have both proposed or enacted in the law laws that have really helped the transmission siting process in Wisconsin. But regionally, that process is still very difficult. And in order to tap into, you know, renewables in the West and, you know, maybe mine mouth coal facilities in the West, is also that is a continuing challenge that we face. So the regulatory climate in Wisconsin is significantly better, but there's all the issue on transmission, because it's a small part of your bill, but it's a major part of, you know, the energy delivery system, and you know that challenge is not going away. And that's one thing I just wanted to touch on, because American Transmission Company, that they were created while I was on the commission, and that was a very positive step to unbundle it from the vertically integrated utility. And as a result, Wisconsin is building, you know, maybe per capita probably some of the most of the transmission. You know, we're a big part of the upper Midwest build out of the transmission system, and we've really, as a state and through their efforts, we're no longer perceived as a, you know, a very weak transmission system. I mean, we are building out of our problems, and but as a state, but for the larger reason, there's big issues still left on the table in terms of how to pay for it. You know, because it provides a regional benefit. Who's going to pay for it? Because we in Wisconsin don't want to pay for, you know, transmission lines that don't provide a benefit to our, you know, consumers.
And the reason there was that lull in building power plants and transmission lines in the decade plus before, I guess you got to the commission, was because everybody thought it was going to be deregulated. So,
Well, 20 years ago, I think people sitting out at the commission, you know, saw pretty healthy reserve margins and no need to build anything else. And you know, obviously, I don't think there was the same tempo in terms of looking at. There've been a lot of changes at the federal level. I mean, to promote wholesale competition electricity. As a result, the transmission system was being used in ways it was never planned for. So as a result, if you're a transmission weak state and you don't have the ability to import in a lot of power, which we did not, all of a sudden, if you lose two or three plants, you're going to have a problem. And I think in other areas, I think there deregulation. When you say deregulation, I always say deregulate. We've restructured the industry energy to promote competition at the wholesale level. There's been retail choice that has happened in a minority of the states, and the uncertainty of that during the period was a factor in some other states as to not building things because you're hedging your bets. I can't tell you that was the driver here. I think it was a combination. There was uncertainty over that. The regulatory process was fairly slow. There was no sense of moving with a purpose in terms of, I guess that's Army speak, but...
no sense of urgency.
Yeah, there wasn't a real sense of... there wasn't a sense of urgency at that time, but then with the nuclear outages and we're not realizing we can't just import our way, import in more energy or electricity and solve the problem, that urgency didn't exist, and then as a result, we've worked ourselves. And I think we're in a much better position, but as a regulator, there's a premium for that. You know, we've been in a rising cost environment for 5 to 10 years. Now, as a regulator, you get beat up all the time because you're approving rate increases.
Right.
But a lot of those rate increases, I think the public would be, a lot of those are sort of non-discretionary in the sense of fuel costs, you know, natural gas from the time I was on the commission has tripled or quadrupled. You know, that's a significant driver in these, you know, rail costs have doubled and for some providers to deliver coal. Coal has gone up. Steel prices, there's been a huge increase in steel prices. That's how, you know, putting steel in the ground is how you, you know, get the... And that's a big challenge today. And I, you know, I guess the only other thing I wanted... I guess since this is the open mic part of it, the thing about energy policy is, you know, having a reliable electric system is a backbone to, you know, any state's economic development.
Right.
And that's why, you know, this governor, previous governors, legislature, and the commission have all sort of had the same philosophy over the last 5 to 10 years. And I guess, you know, that's the one thing that I wanted to leave you with, is that isn't going to change. I mean, future commissions are going to have to tackle that issue, because that is what drives a lot of the economic. You're not going to go to a state if they have a weak transmission system. They have an unreliable. It's a reason not to expand here, and that's what we've tried to do. That's why I said philosophically we come from different political parties, but the need for infrastructure has not been a partisan issue here. But there's going to be big cost consequences for consumers, and you're seeing that in the rate increases that have been sort of serially filed while I was on the commission. And obviously, We Energies has a significant rate increase in front of the commission right now, and that's the byproduct of building. And it's not being built in $1985, it's being built, you know, in $2007, and that costs money to have that reliability. Because one of our CEOs said, you know, you can have a cheap system if it's weak. You know, you can have a very cheap transmission service if you have a bad transmission network. It's going to be relatively cheap to operate, but do you really want that?
Right.